Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio. We're broadcasting from Digital Ignition, as you heard. I'm Mike Sam, and alongside, who else? John Ray. How you doing, John?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very well. We've got two business leaders here in the studio once again. Robert Martin is joining us. He's with MSI Positioning Systems. And Tom Loftus is here. He's actually a member of Digital Ignition.
That's
his
right.
office is here. And his company is called Transport Station, which is like the perfect name for a company in Digital Ignition. Just kind of all goes together, doesn't it?
It's poetic, isn't it?
Yeah, so we'll find out what Tom does. But we're going to start with Robert first. Robert, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Company is MSI Positioning Systems. Now, you were telling us before we came on the air, though, your voice kind of comes and goes.
It does. It does.
And tell us why.
There's a problem with my larynx. It's damaged somehow, probably from years of being outside yelling.
Yeah.
As a surveyor.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, you just say what you have to say in less words and get it out.
Okay. I try to be concise.
I've already found that you're a funny guy.
Oh, thank you.
So we may hear a few jokes during the interview as well. But we'll get serious for a little bit. Yeah. MSI Positioning Systems, talk about what your company does.
Well, we try to make the name kind of tell what we do. We're into positioning. We sell ourselves as being an expert when it comes to precise positioning. And this precision is 5 millimeters. So a centimeter is, 2.54 centimeters an inch. So if you take a dime and look at the side, the end of a dime, that's about a millimeter. So about 5 of those is what accuracy we achieve on most projects that we go on, and we can't even get more accurate. Now, what this does, though, it brings up a lot of other problems. As you know, we live in a dynamic world. Everything's moving. And so we start getting into real precision. You start being able to measure tectonic plate movements. And so instead of just having XYZ coordinates, we have to add it T to it, XYZ T, so that every coordinate value now has a time stamp with it. So a XY position in front of your building now would be different in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And so by having time associated with position, we're able then to figure out exactly where the front door of your building was at any given time.
So who are you working with? Who needs to know this type of positioning to that exact detail?
Land surveyors are traditional, our business or land surveyors, civil engineers, contractors who are trying to put in infrastructure. It's like anything else. You want to measure to a greater degree than you actually have to build. And this is what we focus on, is how do we give someone fairly accurate results. We call it precise, not accurate. Fairly precise results in a timely manner. So if you have a utility firm, if you want to know where manholes, hydrants, utility poles, any of that, we're able to look at it and put it on a map pretty fast.
Now, Robert, you're not only involved on the construction side, let's call it, but existing structures. You've got some structures that you monitor. It's extremely important to understand movement in those structures, even movement as small as you're talking about.
And we call it deformation. So anything that happens to be deforming could be dangerous. And if you have a large structure, it's designed to move. It's not designed to move a whole lot. And what we can do is on a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, we can actually monitor any movement that could go with a bridge or a dam or a building.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that and talk about the types of problems that if there is movement, why, you know, what are the problems we're trying to solve here with this exact measuring?
We were hired to go up to Washington, D.C. The guys up there, they're not too bright, and they were going to build a detention facility under First Street coming out of the Capitol. And they were going to go down about 400 feet, and their trenching, they just said, hey, you know, these buildings around here, they're worth $1 million each. We could be doing some damage to these buildings. They're old structures. And so they hired us to set up targets to be sure that none of their construction would actually damage some of these old structures and make them fall or even, you know, be unsafe.
Wow. So, Robert, talk a little bit about the background that you bring to this, because this is fairly, as you say, precise mm-hmm. kind of work that you're doing. You don't just fall into an industry like this or a practice like this, I would think.
Well, most people fall asleep when I tell them the story. I wanted to be a land surveyor from the time I was 6 years old. And, well, how in the world would a six-year-old know to be a land surveyor? Well, as John will tell you, when we were growing up in Nashville, you couldn't throw a baseball, and I had a subdivision going up. And so being 6 years old, I was, you know, kind of on a farm they were turning into a subdivision, and I would follow around surveyors and, you know, get in the way. But one time they caught me digging up their monuments. And these monuments are 36 inches deep and weighed about 70 pounds. And so I am 6 years old with a little shovel going out digging up these. It takes forever to set one of these. And my thoughts were, okay, what's under them? So I'm digging up these monuments, and after them catching me, they said, okay, why don't we have this little kid follow us around so he won't be doing any harm? And so part of that became part of the field crew. And one day I asked them if they were hungry, and they said, oh, yeah, we're kind of hungry. I said, well, come on, Mama, feed us. And so I take seven guys, take them into Mom, and said, Mom, I got some friends I like, you know, for you to feed them. Okay. You know, these guys 40, 50 years old. Yeah. We sat around and ate and have a good time. And so from that time on, I knew that I wanted to be a land surveyor. And my father was at Vanderbilt University. And so to keep me out of trouble again, I went to summer school every summer. So I graduated high school around 15. I could at 14. But in the summers, I went to college. And so I was, you know, I was bright. I just had this father who knew this kid's in trouble. We got to keep him busy. Mm-hmm. And so I had early time to get out of it. And at the time, one of my college professors got a project from the U.S. Army to measure a distance from the East Coast to the West Coast using the time signal from quasar stars. It's called VLBI, very long baseline interferometry. So he thought I was a protege for him. He had me come up. He soon learned I wasn't protege material. But when I was 17, 18 years old, it took 40 years for the U.S. government to measure from the East Coast to West Coast, and we did it in one afternoon.
Mike, suddenly I feel dumb.
With all due respect to everybody else in the room, I think Robert is the smartest man in the room.
I think you got it.
I also would love to have been a fly in the wall to hear the conversation after all those men left your mom's house.
She never said a word to me.
Said to you.
Never said a word to
really?
Me.
Really? Okay.
You know, Dad was a little bit, you know.
Dad might have had a few words. Son, we need to have a conversation.
Yeah.
I assume, and we're talking with Robert Martin with MSI Positioning Systems, I'm going to assume there are other companies that do what you do.
Yeah, there are.
What makes you guys maybe unique or a little different from your, say, competitors?
We believe it's experience. We've done it all. And
you've been doing it since you were 6 years old.
Yes. And my partner actually was in the Air Force. He doesn't talk about it too much for a lot of reasons. But his job was to go inside of hostile countries and position their ICBMs. So when they opened their doors to maybe launch, we knew exactly where they were. And so he has a lot of experience in precise positioning working for the Air Force.
Wow. So talk a little bit. You've got a new division called Amex. Talk about Amex.
Well, I feel fortunate. I've been around serving from using transits to GPS to LIDAR, and the newest crave is actually using drones. And we're able to put a very accurate camera on board a drone and take pictures of it. It's called photogrammetry. And take these pictures and turn them into accurate drawings. In this case, centimeter to centimeter accuracy. And it's quite inexpensive. It's pretty fast to do. But a lot of people are doubting Thomas. I was too. And associated myself with a guy who'd been in the drone business for years. And we proved to ourselves it works. And now we're off marketing a series of drones for accurate mapping.
So you're going down into the earth. You're coming up into the sky. I mean, you've got it pretty much all covered now.
That's what we want to do.
Now, Robert, you've got a I'm curious about the value proposition here, and I guess getting people to buy in, because I've heard you talk about this before, that the owners of infrastructure, namely the government, they like to put things off, right?
Yes.
And so what you're monitoring is something that may be a long-term problem but has catastrophic consequences if something negative occurs.
And I was surprised at this, John, that when I was talking to some owners of structures, they were saying, hey, we really don't want to know if this thing's moving. If we know, we're liable. So just keep it to yourself. That if it fails in a dam, you know, there's one just north of Nashville that could fail and wipe out the whole city of Nashville. No one wants to know if this thing is moving or not. So be quiet about it.
So they could hire you but choose not to because they don't want the information.
Yeah, and we believe insurance companies going here would be interested in, because they're the ones that would actually suffer the harm for any catastrophic damages. So we have kind of focused on some of the larger insurance firms to hire us to monitor some of these large structures.
So some would prefer to put their head in the sand and not know things are moving, regardless of what the outcome could be.
Correct. Because of, you know, deniability. Okay. Oh, we didn't know any problem with excessive damage.
Boy, we could go on. I think we could go on talk another hour about this, but I'm going to move on to a different kind of change it a little bit and not go down that rabbit hole right now.
Yeah.
As we wrap up the interview, Robert, just talk about some of your marketing strategies as you move forward with your company.
Well, coming in 2019, in the past we've been doing a whole lot of work on developing software, and so we're moving away from that and selling the product of software along with our drones. Mapping, and we're going to start going to trade shows. Now, just recently, we started a series of newsletters, and our newsletters really hopefully will not feature products. It's more of, here's what you need to do. If you want to be in the drone business, you need to be licensed to be a drone operator. You need to know what are the accuracy that are capable of, what are the specifications for the other agencies out there that you're trying to achieve. So we're hoping to do that along with trade shows. I've been to a lot of trade shows in my life, and so we're going to go back on the circuit to go to various trade shows around the world.
So you got some busy plans coming up.
We do.
Great.
We do.
Well, for those that would like to find out more about stupid reading glasses, MSI Positioning Systems, where can I get that information?
We have a website, of course. It's msigeo.com.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing some very interesting work.
Well, thank you.
Keep up the great job. Congratulations on everything. Before we move on to our next guest, John, I want to let folks know that we are again at Digital Ignition. This is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. We are nestled within a 45,000 square foot building. Open floor plan, co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, video recording studio, Business Radio X, John Ray. It's all right here under these under this roof. If you want great co-working as well as space which will impress your investors, customers, and future employees, and you could say you're John Ray's neighbor.
That's right.
I mean, that's pretty good. That's worth it right there.
Tom's here in spite of that.
Yes. Go to digitalignition.com.
Lots of great things coming up with Digital Ignition, too. We have to say that. So we're stay tuned, right?
Did I see where they're getting, like, new carpeting or
new
something?
New carpet. lots of great energy around here. So come by and see it.
Well, speaking of great energy, one of the gentlemen that actually has moved his company here is Tom Loftus with Transport Station. Hey there, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming. I know it's a long commute from your office down the other end of the hall.
It is.
But thank you for joining us. Transport Station, tell us what your company does.
Yeah, thanks. So we're an independent insurance agency, and we focus on business owners. And currently our primary target market is commercial truckers.
I would have never gone in the insurance. I would have never guessed insurance by thinking Transport Station. Talk about why you decided to come up with the name Transport Station.
Yeah, thanks so much. I mean, I'm a big fan of convenience stores and truck stops, and I've eaten my weight in roller dogs for sure over time.
Man after my own heart right here.
Yeah, really.
But aren't they the perfect – why do we like them so well, right? They're convenient. They're the best place to stop quick and get equipped for the road ahead,
yep.
Right? And so that's what we like to think of ourselves as. And so we're the place to go to get equipped for the road ahead, and it's a quick stop. We're going to make everything available to you for what you need on the road ahead, education, access, and opportunity. And so that's where the name came from.
I just want to make sure that you're not like Robert. You weren't hanging out at truck stops while you were 6 years old, nothing like that.
No, not that early. Good. Although I will say I worked in Robert's field or in the fields he serves, but I dug the ditches, right? And so we did do some surveying, but I was really the ditch digger. And so I know ditch digging and insurance, which I did ditch digging to get myself through college, and then took my last exam on May 13th, 1990, and started insurance on May 14th, 1990. And so those are the two fields I'm aware of.
Wow.
Now, Tom, how did you develop this specialty in insurance?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I didn't even give it to you to ask me. So
oh, there you go.
That's why these guys are the pros at Business Radio. And so that's a great question. Actually, just some associates of mine had an agency that served commercial trucking market, and they knew I had a lot of experience in this business and asked me if I would be interested in taking over this agency that wasn't performing very well and see if I could turn it around. And we did that for them. They exited the business after they got themselves back on their feet and moved on to their primary business. And so I started my own agency to continue on once I realized what a fantastic field, honestly, commercial trucking is. First of all, you've got to like the clients. Well, I guess you don't have to, but I'll tell you, it makes your day go a lot easier, right?
Yep.
But it's just a tremendous client base of people. And I think kind of over the years, commercial truckers have maybe got a bad name, and people want to yell at them while they're on their way to the mall to go shopping, but they're mad about all the trucks that are in the way. And I'm not sure how they think the stuff gets to the mall, but I'm a big fan of this line of work, and I've just met some tremendous people in our client base and the other people who serve this industry. And so it's just a great place to be. But I'll tell you, drive around the roadways, especially of Atlanta, and you'll find, I think, commercial transportation is a good business to be in.
You're in the right area. That's for sure.
100%.
For sure. So talk a little bit about the type of clients that you work with, because there's a wide spectrum of trucking companies, shall we say, from the owner operator on up, right?
There sure are. Yeah. And thanks for that. So we certainly work with folks across the spectrum. We specialize in interstate motor carriers, and we work a lot with new ventures. So people who are just starting their own trucking company, they may have driven, been a driver for years working for a larger company and decided, now I'm going to go out on my own. And a lot of that's happening today. The economy is in a good place for it, and so we find a lot of folks starting out their own business. And so we feel like we're in a good position to provide some education about the field and some of the things that maybe have changed that they haven't been responsible for, and try to highlight that. And then provide them access to not only the regulatory products that they need to qualify with the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration to have their motor carrier authority become activated, but then also the products that they should have in place to help protect them from having short-term problems derail their long-term goals. And so that's where we really come in. We provide them with what they need day one, and then help them put in place other products for protection and easily access things that are going to help them to do that, to prevent those bumps in the road, if you will, from becoming bigger problems.
Tom Loftus is our guest with Transport Station. I love your catchphrase here on your business card, protection for the road ahead. So you provide insurance for commercial truckers, which is kind of the broad overview. What specifically are some of the things that you look at when you're insuring commercial truckers as opposed to maybe just the everyday auto driver? What are some of the more concerns, I guess, that truckers have that you really got to make sure, okay, we got to make sure you're covered here?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. Number one is, of course, we know what the federal requirements are, and then we know what the real-world requirements are for all the brokers and shippers that are out there giving business to these drivers. And so often there's a little bit of a gap between those two. So they may try to meet the federal regulatory requirements, and then they try to go to work, and uh-oh, we don't have enough coverage. And so pretty quick they find out it's a short, steep learning curve into this business. And so that's where the education comes in. Of course, they're in charge. It's their business. And so we just try to educate and then empower them for the opportunities or for the decisions they need to make and make them aware of what those are. And then again, make that happen for them and put the coverage in place.
I hope this is not a dumb question. Are you covering the drivers and their trucks, their vehicles? Or are you also covering the cargo of what they're moving?
Man, that's a great question. And so you guys are good at this. So so actually all of that, right? So the number one thing they have to have is coverage for everybody else on the road. And that's why do you see attorney signs all the way down the highway? It's because every single commercial driver, by and large, has $1 million of liability insurance for something they might do to somebody else, and that's auto liability coverage. And then there's motor truck cargo, which, again, covers the cargo that they're toting along. Then there's a whole bunch of other coverages that go along. If there's one I highlight, it's uninsured motorist. And what I like to say is you have to have insurance to our clients. Everybody else, uninsured motorist covers if someone else does something to you, but they don't have enough or any insurance to cover it, which is pretty much everyone other than you that's on the road. And so to keep them safe, we put coverages like that in place that are not expensive, but again, come in quite handy if something happens you didn't expect.
Let me ask one more question, too. For those that are out there driving and they see all the big trucks, maybe you can give them a little advice what to do, what not to do when you're around these big rigs so they don't have to call you and have to use your insurance.
Man,
so we don't have
you.
Any incidents.
Thank you. That's really thoughtful, and I appreciate the time to do that. Man, give them space, and that's what I do. I was following my daughter getting onto the highway, and there was a truck pulling in, kind of merging in. And she said, oh, I thought you were going to stay right behind me. And then I remembered what you do for a living. And I noticed you backed up or you eased off and you let him come in and you make some room. This is their office. I don't come into your office and start pushing you around. And I don't think anyone would like that. They're out there. And just for safety's sake, I mean, they're toting a lot of weight behind them. They can't stop quite as quickly maybe right. as you think you can. And so just for safety purposes for yourself and others around, give them some room and remember they're out there working just trying to get a job done. And they're some of the hardest working people in the country. And so thank you, yeah, for the opportunity to mention that.
And they probably can't see you as well as you can see them.
That's sure true, right? There's a lot of blind
spots.
Of
blind
I'll
spots.
Try to tell you, if you can't see my mirrors, I can't see you. And so, just give some consideration and space and remember – whatever you have in your house, they probably brought somewhere so that you could have access to it. And so I do think we owe them a debt of gratitude. They're out there really risking their life every day. If you travel the roadways of Atlanta, you see those wonderful signs up saying how many fatalities that they count on the year. And, boy, if anything should make you drive more safely and slowly, it's watching those signs and the numbers go up every day. And so these are some of the safest people on the road. It's a heavily regulated business. So that's something we need to remember is there's a whole lot of people looking over their shoulders telling them what to do, how to do, and when to do it. And so they are, by and large, the safest drivers on the roadway, whatever you might think, proven fact. So they're the professionals, and the rest of us are just amateurs out there doing what we do.
Now, Tom, you're an independent agent, which I take it means that you can shop for the best coverage.
Yeah, that's correct. And so independence has that power, right? So we have access to a whole bunch of markets, as they say, or insurance companies in order to find, I'd like to say, the best fit for the company. And so that's matching up the insurance company with the motor carrier and helping them find, usually that's at the best price, right? But also becomes pretty important to have the right protection. And so the best fit's a better way of putting it, but we do shop the market and find the best fit for that motor carrier.
Now, when you have a new client that comes to you and wants you to give them an assessment for their coverage, you know, what are some of the biggest problems that you see? In other words, you know, for those that are listening out there that are owner-operators or trucking companies, you know, what should they be looking for as problems in their coverage?
Well, that's a great point. And so number one things that affect price, first of all, a big thing people don't understand is that insurance is state-regulated. Insurance companies are state-regulated, and a lot of trucking is federally regulated, so they get to have issues with both of those. But somebody getting insurance in Mississippi is going to have different rates from somebody in Georgia because the rates are set or approved by the states. And so the state you live in is certainly going to have a big impact on your pricing, certainly Atlanta and Georgia, rather, just not being at the lowest end of the pricing spectrum. But, of course, then you got to live in those states that might, you think might have better rates, and so you judge mm-hmm. yourself accordingly. But the other things are what people don't think, especially if you're starting a new company, it's just credit. So, and I say credit, so it's not necessarily just the credit you think about, your buying credit, although that may come into play, but it's your insurance score credit, which may mean, hey, did you not pay your insurance premiums on time in the past? Did you have other trouble that are public record information? They're going to scan all the databases. We live in an era of data, and the insurance companies are really good at accessing that. And so a lot of your pricing is surrounds you, the owner. And so the owner with the best credit, including all of their insurance payments and things like that, is usually the person to make your key financial responsible individual. So beyond that, then, of course, it's driving history and other things that you might imagine when it comes into a commercial trucking business.
Tom, as we get ready to wrap things up, you mentioned how the trucking business is heavily regulated. You mentioned how insurance companies are heavily regulated. You're based here in Georgia. Talk about the areas that you are able to serve.
Oh, yeah, thank you. So we serve 11 states, mostly southeastern states, but you know, all the way up to Michigan and all the way up to Arizona. And, of course, we can expand that territory as needed for the right opportunities, but primarily it's the southeastern states that we serve.
And for those who would like to find out more about Transport Station, where can they get that information?
Thank you. So it's transport-station.com. Transport-station.com. And also, you can find us on Twitter at Transport Station. That's Transport STN.
Great. Thank you so much. Good stuff.
Thank you so much for having me.
Keep up the great work. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tom Loftus with Transport Station here on North Fulton Business Radio. Want to remind our listeners that they can listen to this show anytime 24/7 by going to businessradiox.com, select the North Fulton studio, and then you click on this show. It's called North Fulton Business Radio. Not only can you listen to this show, but all our previous episodes are archived there as well. And you can also find us all over Twitter and Facebook and so forth. It's North Fulton Business Radio. And I want to thank our guest once again for joining us, Robert Martin with MSI Positioning Systems and Tom Loftus with Transport Station.
Two great guests.
Yeah.
And very interesting.
And good stuff about not only, you know, the digital imaging and, you know, the positioning and, you know, the preciseness of what Robert's company does. But, you know, thinking about the trucker, especially in Atlanta, the trucking truckers out there, you know, it's dangerous out there. You take the trucker, all the trucks out there and all the construction going on our highways.
Yep.
It's just double trouble.
So
be careful out there.
Be careful out there. Certainly around these holidays coming up and think courteously about your friendly trucker on the road, because
he's probably not with his family during the holidays as well.
That's right, because he's carrying the stuff you're about
for
to
you.
Buy to your stores.
It's
right?
All about yes, it's all about us. And thanks to Tom again for that great information, and Robert, and of course thanks to Trey, our producer. We will see you next time. Have a great holiday.
You too.
And for John, I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.